RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
6:02 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris is under the weather. Man. 93 yards by Bijan.
He is something else, man.
Yeah, what, 190 yards rushing?
Well, it's funny, like I was talking to somebody else.
If it wasn't for Derrick Henry, he had the best performance of the week.
Yeah, I was talking to somebody else yesterday about this, and I'm like, you know, if I was going to play Bijan, I'd probably play over his rushing and receiving, because sometimes he has like 80 yards receiving and 50 yards rushing. The other times you see, last night he had it all. So it didn't matter.
30 yards receiving and a touchdown, 195 yards rushing and a touchdown.
Man, that's incredible. And it was funny.
Yeah, he didn't throw a touchdown, so I'm not impressed.
Yeah, come on, man. Two out of three ain't bad.
Get your game up, homie.
But have you seen, or when's the last time you remember watching a running back like him? Because he has the ability to jump cut, and it's almost like he's going full speed when he hits the other angle. Like, you know, you always hear about people saying stop on a dime. Like, he is hitting that dime and stopping and then cutting the other way at full speed. You know what I'm talking about, right?
I think this guy was a victim of his time. Reggie Bush.
Fair enough.
I think if Reggie Bush played today, he'd be...
With all the spacing.
Yes.
Wide open.
I don't think the game was ready for Reggie Bush. I think Reggie Bush was ahead of the... You put Reggie Bush out of USC into the NFL this year, I'm not saying he's as good as Bijan, but I think he's better than he was during that time.
By the way, how good was he at USC?
He was awesome, dude.
What, he had 500 yards of total yardage against Fresno State by himself?
People said, is he a running back? Is he a receiver? Those questions aren't asked nowadays.
Yes.
He's both. Mm-hmm. Is he a running back? Is he a receiver? Yes. Wait a minute. That's Bijan Robinson. Is he a running back? Is he a receiver? Well, you put him in the backfield, and then when you wanted him to be a receiver, he's a receiver. So I often think Reggie Bush was a victim of his time.
It's funny, too, because to look at guys like Jim Brown, Earl Campbell, I mean, there are a lot of older backs we could talk about, and then I'll even throw Derrick Henry in there. You have these backs that Adrian Peterson, another one, they're so good at running the ball, it doesn't matter that they don't catch the ball out of the backfield. You know, that's not part of their game. I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but you're not relying on them to get you 40 catches a year, 50 catches.
You remember that kid when you played baseball? He put the wrong hand on top to swing a bat.
Mm-hmm.
That's Adrian Peterson catching the football.
He got hands like feet.
He puts the wrong hand. He tries to catch it with the clothes in the back. No, dude. Mm-hmm. You just run the football.
Here, take this.
Hey, I got yesterday. We had so much going on this whole Lamar Jackson situation that we asked a question about John Harbaugh holding the play sheet. And sources revealed to me, through some photos, that John Harbaugh has held the play sheet many, many games before.
Yeah, we just never noticed it.
I just never noticed it before.
Like I said, it's like
And because I know it now, I can't act like I don't know it. I got to say it because I question. I don't remember him holding the play sheet. I saw a lot of still footage of him holding play sheets, and he had different shirts on, so that means those were different games.
Yeah, I don't know if people understood what I was saying yesterday when I was talking about buying a car, and then you're like, nobody's got this color, and as soon as you get out on the road, you're like, what the hell, there's another. Yeah. Like, you don't recognize it, and that's what I was saying about Harbaugh. Like, I ain't never seen him holding a play sheet. Right. Doesn't mean he hasn't, but yeah, I mean, you actually had footage.
Footage of it.
Photos.
Yeah, photos, and yeah, he has. He's done it. 410-583-1057 is the number. I hate being the guy that piles on.
Yeah.
Okay, you said it. You found out that it is true. He does hold us. Okay, all right. Now go back and recant that. That simple. How'd you spend your Monday?
I mean, I had a lot of things going on yesterday. It was a lot of, we had afternoon college football, watched some of that. We had...
Which was odd, because I didn't even know that was coming on.
College basketball.
I was flipping through the Hulu. I'm like, college football, is that live? And I clicked over there, live now? I didn't even know it was on.
It's where they had to take a 5-win team in the bowl game.
Yep, 5-7.
Yep. And they got their asses whooped. They lost like 26.
Who was that?
Yesterday it was Georgia State and...
Georgia Southern and... I don't know who the other team was.
Coastals today. Who was it yesterday? Why can't I think of the damn team's name? Here, I'll tell you one sec. But yeah, like with today, we got 3 bowl games. And so yesterday... my wife and I ended up going to dinner. We went to Carrabba's.
App State.
App State, yeah. So we ended up going out, having a night out. I had a 3-day work week last week, a 3-day work week this week, a 2-day work week next week, and then I'm going to Cancun.
Cancun on 3, huh?
Yes.
You quit? You put on a team?
No. I'm going down there to visit with all the Browns players, all the Bengals players. We all talked about it. We're going to go...
Jeremy, put on the team, Joe. Cancun on 3.
Man, I said that bitch back in November. Yeah, that was my wife and I's Christmas gift to each other. We're watching a concert at, we're seeing Mumford & Sons and a couple other bands at Moon Palace.
We had basketball practice yesterday. I love Christmas breaks because we have them early. We have 12 to, noon to 2. It's great having kids that drive, have cars. So we had practice, and Robbie and I went up to my house. And, dude, we literally, we went to lunch. Then we went up to my house and literally just chilled all night. He had a late dinner because we had a late lunch, made him some spaghetti. And I was in bed by 8:30.
Sound like me.
I was in bed at 8:30, man.
Are you going out on New Year's Eve?
No, because I fly out early in the morning to Atlanta.
Yeah, that's
with my basketball team. But to answer your question, no, I don't do New Year's Eve, man. I don't do New Year's Eve. It's another holiday that everybody
St. Patty's
does.
Day? Or
I do that early. It's another late holiday. Maybe just be New Year's Eve that I don't believe in going out. Not because it's not fun.
Do you go out on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving?
Yes, I do. If I go out New Year's Eve, it's at a house party, and I'm probably staying.
A pajama jammy jam?
No.
Oh, sorry.
No. I mean, I don't have that many white friends. I mean, I do this ugly sweater party, but I don't do the pajama.
Yeah, I'll see you at Friendsgiving.
Yeah, that too.
It's funny. I saw people saying, "Hey, I got my ticket for New Year's Eve," and it's stay at home. And I'm like, "Yeah, I think that's me." I thought about going to like our New Year's Eve thing, which is actually near my house,
right?
But I don't know. I'm gonna do anything.
The fan,
The thing that we were giving away tickets for. I think it's like our station, like. Mix 106, 1019.
I didn't know anything about that.
We were giving away tickets on this show.
I haven't heard that.
Yeah, man. All right. Well,
dude, you need to check your sources. I don't know anything about that.
I ain't telling you who my sources are with it.
No, I have to be at the airport at 6 a.m. on New Year's Day. So, no, you can't show up hungover with 13 girls basketball players and your assistant coaches. Can't do that.
I just realized I got an interesting year next year. So, I have Cancun in January.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to Vegas in the Sphere in March.
Uh-huh.
We're seeing the Eagles there in Wizard of Oz. Not the football team.
Who are the Eagles playing?
The Cowboys. Yeah. And it's funny. They wouldn't have been my first choice to see. Not that I dislike the Eagles, but tickets were expensive, and I don't know that I'm paying that type of money to see the Eagles. I want to go to the Sphere.
How many times you live?
Yeah, I know. Hey, I'm going to the Sphere twice in Vegas in a span of like 2 days. So.
You get to go with Miss Katie.
And then, my son Dalton has another paintball tournament in Paris. So we're going to go to France
to see paintball.
Yes. I'm going to eat the food and watch my son play.
Hey, Joe, I don't want to laugh at Jeremy. So can
I'll
laugh
at Jeremy.
You? Can I laugh with you?
Those French people are going to hate you.
I don't care.
They're so rude.
It's all right.
They're known to be some of the rudest people on the planet.
I know a good bit of French. I don't know when they're talking about me.
Joe calling someone rude is like me calling someone self-centered, you know what I mean?
Not rude. I just don't like you people in the morning.
We mean you people.
Yeah. All of you people. Yeah. Anybody in this building.
What do you mean, you people?
Everybody's like, oh, you must be a morning person if you get up.
No,
I haven't been a morning person. I just have to get up.
It's just a job.
I've done this for the last 9 years against my will.
What you don't realize is when you commit to doing mornings, you're committing to taking 10 years off the end of your life.
No, that's nights, dude. Trust me. I've done overnights, and I did this shift. I will take this over overnights anytime because you're supposed to be asleep.
I'm supposed to be asleep right now.
There are times here on this job where you should be awake. At 6 a.m., you should be awake. You work overnights. You're going in at 11. There's no time during that shift, should you be awake?
You know what? I'm not arguing with you because my wife does overnights.
Yeah, that ain't cool.
And
bro.
She's done them for God knows how many years now.
We'll see who lives longer.
Yeah. Well,
that's good. Yeah.
We just had that talk. I told Rob we watched that movie Eternity where the people die and then you have to figure out who you want to spend eternity with. And the woman's husband died in the war and he waited 60 some years for her to show up in purgatory to go spend eternity with him. She gets remarried. The whole movie was like a big mind F. Like,
really?
So I kept looking at my wife. I said, when I die, are you going to pick your second husband? I mean, I'm a little bit older than her. Not a ton, but.
You already predicting that she's going to remarry?
Oh, I was predicting I was going to die before her and that she'd get remarried.
Shovels at 6:45, but on the other side, Ravens open at 3.5-point favorites for Sunday night game. Considering the players that the Steelers are missing, there's no excuse for the Ravens not to get this W. Maybe unless Lamar doesn't play. Baltimore's big bad morning show on the Fan.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid, the audience is growing, but the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
What's your favorite verse on this?
Bo don't know this. I mean, Bo knows this. Bo knows that.
But Bo don't know Jack because Bo can't rap. What do you know? The did off. By the way, I am a Tribe Called Quest fanatic.
Yeah, I know you are.
And Busta has my favorite. Like when that comes on, I heard you rushed and attacked. And like it just gets me every time. My basketball team used to come out to this in high school.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. It's just it's the best. Leaders of the New School.
You were in high school?
Tribe Called Quest. Yeah.
What year was that?
I mean, that probably came out a little bit before that, before I was in high school. But we came out to it was like
before
300%.
You were in high school? Yeah. I'm older. Damn, yeah. You're making me feel even older.
Yeah, I think that probably came out.
91, 92?
I was going to say I was in middle school or.
What year did you graduate?
97.
And I was later than that then.
Yeah.
No, 91, 92 maybe. Ravens opened up a 3.5-point favorites. Are you surprised?
Me, no. I do think the
Vegas just won't let them go. Why can't I quit you? That's what Vegas asked the Ravens.
Well, somebody asked me about that. I feel like, so again, all right, here's a perfect example when you're looking at how things are done and how they look at it. So you have your idea of what your algorithm's telling you every team is. I'll go ahead and have a drink.
Water here.
What the teams are, right? Like the setup to create the point spreads. You have your rankings and your rated system.
Joe even drank.
Oh, thanks, Joe. Hold on. I ain't going. It's hard to drink when you're talking. Now, when it comes down to it, you're looking at these teams, and you know if you're going to sit here and say, you know, we have a. Now I just forgot my train of thought. See, you pause right in the middle of it, and then all of a sudden I forget which way I'm going. What? Where was I going?
You said 1991 for that song, though.
It is 91.
Yeah, I knew it was 91, 92. Something.
Man, you know what happens when you. So I have so much brain fog now. Like I can literally be talking and go, I'm trying to get the hamster back on the wheel. Mm-hmm. What was he saying? I almost want Joe to rewind to go back to see what I was actually.
That
I was
would be
making
funny.
A point.
That would be funny if he did that and played it and you picked up where you left off.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was saying. anyway, it doesn't matter. What were we talking about? Oh, you were talking about the Steelers being favorites. About how the
Ravens are favorites.
Ravens being favorite, but how the system is and how it's created. Like, I don't think they can get away from what they had as things change during the year. Like, There's no reason for a team that's on a 10-game winning streak to be an underdog at home without any significant injuries to inferior teams. The Bills were favored over the Patriots, and the Broncos were underdogs to the Packers. And you go back and look at it, and look, both those teams ended up handling business, right, and winning at home.
Yeah.
But I don't think those things typically happen. We are in, since Stranger Things is out, we're in the upside down of this league. Like, nothing really makes sense.
I don't know what that means. I never watched this show.
Yeah.
I don't like girls.
Is this 3.5-point favorites even if Lamar doesn't play?
And that, no.
That, you think no. They're thinking Lamar plays?
Lamar's playing. Or if he's not playing, that line moves.
But they're thinking, this is 3.5, thinking Lamar plays.
It has to be in my mind. What? Like, I mean, does it? They were, Huntley played, and what were they favored over the Bears, who had a better record?
You mean the Packers?
No, when they played, the Bears.
But that was home.
I know, but I'm saying like they were like a touchdown favorite in that game. And I think it dropped to like 4.5 once Huntley was announced.
Right. That's my point. That was at home. So 3.5 on the road.
But hear me out.
I don't think that's, I think if Huntley, if they're only 4.5 at home, then.
It's, think about the swing on the road with Huntley as a, so here you go. You got your 3 points when you're at home. Mm-hmm. You go to a neutral field. Mm-hmm. That would have meant that the Ravens were, let's say, 1.5-point favorites. Right? Because it's 4.5. Then you go to Pittsburgh, and then it swings to 2.5.
See, that's what I mean. I don't think it's 3.5, them thinking Huntley. 3.5 at home? Yes. Not on the road.
But that was against the Bears, who were a better team. They had a better record. They were coming in as one of the better records in the NFC at that point.
I think at the time, we were still thinking they were fraudulent, though.
Okay. But do we know now that they're not? Does it make it even better?
The Bears?
Yeah.
Oh, they're the NFC North champs now, man. Come on.
I do think...
put some respect on that name.
I do think Lamar's playing. But ultimately, I'm just wondering if they're looking at the Steelers, who they can't push the ball downfield without DK.
Man, like,
your biggest worry as a deep threat is Marquez Valdes-Scantling.
Ravens can't push the ball downfield with Huntley.
But it doesn't matter because you got Derrick Henry. There's a big difference in Jalen Warren and Kenneth Gainwell to Derrick Henry.
No crap.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Canton Square.
But when you're looking at both teams that can't push the ball downfield, if I'm sitting on routes, I'm going to go with the team that has the better running game in hopes that their coach doesn't realize that he's actually on the team and they should play him.
Larry in East Baltimore. What's up, Larry?
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Doing good. Well. How are you?
Oh, did you listen all night long how you were bashing Lamar?
Huh?
All last night on the radio, bashing Lamar all night.
Who was on there bashing Lamar?
The radio, you know, the new station y'all have all night.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about he falling asleep and all this. The man falling asleep because he on pace.
I don't think it's been proven that he falls asleep before we get into that.
Well, I'm saying if he did fall asleep, that man on medication, pain medication, has side effects.
I don't.
If he fell asleep, I would have told him go get him a pillow.
Larry, let me ask you a question. Do we know Lamar's being a respectful person?
He's respectful.
So falling asleep in a meeting is one of the more disrespectful things you can do. It just doesn't line up with his personality to me. I don't.
Where did it come from?
I don't know. It comes from an article, a column that was written by Mike Preston.
Well, he should be banned.
He should be banned. He said somebody told him that.
Well, everything ain't true.
But how do you know what he's saying is not true?
I was just saying because it don't bother me. If he was, I would tell him go get him a pillow.
Well, that's a different story. If it doesn't bother you.
That's a different conversation whether it bothers you or what you're saying is not true. I personally. Somebody told him that. I don't think he'd write it if he didn't, if no one told him that. I just don't think, you know, he fell asleep in a meeting or he falls asleep in meetings. Those are two different things. I don't think Lamar Jackson, this man has improved in every aspect of his game and we're questioning his work ethic. That just doesn't line up to me. That just doesn't line up to me, man. I'm sorry. I mean, I don't. And we said it. We all said it to Preston yesterday. Listen, I'm not doubting your sources. I just don't like what you're saying because it just doesn't line up with who he is. That's all I'm saying. Manny in Essex, what's up, Manny?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I'm not gonna talk too fast today. I'm proving my point the last time. Listen, guys. Remember, I told you all the scenarios. We're gonna go up there and kick Green Bay's ass. Cleveland's gonna come back and beat Pittsburgh for us. So all the scenarios that I said last week are happening. Because all now, because NFL needs all these games to happen, so they're happening. But listen, Lamar has a man up now. Even if he's hurt, he's not hurt. Put his man panties on. Come out here and play
Manny,
ball.
Manny, if you're hurt, there's no manning up. You're hurt.
Yeah, but I don't think he's hurt.
Manny, well, that's a different topic. Well, you don't think he's hurt. I don't think. Again, let me say this again. You're questioning a man's character to say that he's holding out and saying he's hurt. Now you're calling him a liar.
When he watches his movements and all that stuff. I mean, he. I don't think he thought he was going to go there in Green Bay and win that game. That's my opinion.
Your opinion is making him out to be a liar. That's a huge accusation. If you said to me face to face, Rob, you took off sick. I don't think you're sick. You and me gonna have an issue. At least we're gonna have words because you're calling me a liar.
Okay, this is gonna happen anyway. We're gonna go there and destroy Pittsburgh because Pittsburgh. I mean, all this time they were no good. They've won three games in a row by luck, you know, latter minute points and all that stuff, and they became a team. We're gonna go there, win 35-7, go into playoffs and make a big run on this one because all the teams in there. They don't scare me. And I want to play May again because we owe him a beating. That's all I got to say. And guys, have a good morning. And put Ricard in there. Ricard is the man. Remember that.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Shovels at 645. But on the other side, Coach Harbaugh was very blunt about the efforts of the defense. He didn't like them. Would this be the turnaround for this team, or would the defensive efforts ruin the finale of the 2025 season, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Jeremy, but I got to say this before we get onto the defense because it's really bothering me. It really is. When Lamar Jackson was drafted, you had a very popular opinion of Lamar. What was that opinion?
That I didn't feel like they needed that quarterback, and I wasn't a fan of the way he played in year one. I didn't think that was a sustainable way of playing. But before the draft, I'm going – I think there's a totally different direction you can go in. And my main thinking in that draft is I wanted Derwin James here.
Okay.
Thought he was the best safety, one of the best players in there.
But when you saw him, you thought, this ain't going to work.
Yes.
Most people thought that, am I right?
Yes.
Okay. What has happened since then?
I watched him play against Miami in the second year and said, oh, he can do this. And again, if you go back to college, you bring it up more than anybody. He ran one of the most difficult offenses to run in Bobby Pacino.
Yeah.
Petrino's system was just insane to try to run. And then now you have him coming in and people are like, well, he's a running back. He can't throw. And I think he's done all this. All I need to hear is the other players in the league talk about facing him. And when people go, oh, he does this against bad teams. He just puts up big numbers. He can't win big games and all that nonsense. I'm going, it's just BS. He is so freaking good.
Okay. So Jeremy, so when you question whether or not he's hurt, whether he really can play, am I right by saying that's attacking his character?
Yeah.
Okay, so you as an athlete, you got better in free throws, shooting, and dribbling based on the work that you did when nobody was watching. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
So Lamar Jackson improved, it had to be because of the work that he put in when nobody was watching. That's character. That's integrity.
Well, how about
that's love for the game. How do you question him just because what he's doing right now doesn't fit your narrative?
How about that we didn't all necessarily agree with it, but what about the offseason where he lost all that weight because he was trying to get faster and getting back to where he was? Like, I don't question the work ethic. I don't know necessarily the validity of all the things that Preston was saying in his article, but I don't think he just went in and blatantly lied about everything. I think there's something to it. There may be some opinion things going on, but like with the people now that question him, whether or not he's... I think it's so silly. I mean, some people are showing their true colors when it comes down to it and questioning Lamar, saying, oh, you got to trade him. Go get something else. I'll take anything. Like, have you guys watched him play?
I think you got legitimate sources, but I also think sources sometimes have an agenda.
Okay.
I think you can get information from a source. What's the agenda of that source? What stance did that source have beforehand? Is that guy a person that is accusing Lamar of these things as well? It could be that. I don't think I'm with you. I think you legitimately got information from a source. I used to be a narcotics agent. I had snitches. One thing I knew it, snitches sometimes gave me information because they wanted to get somebody else out of the territory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was jaded information. That was biased information. Now, if it helped me get what I had to get, it helped me. Yeah. But at the same time, yeah, you could have a legitimate source. But what's the motivation of that source? What's their motive? And one thing I do notice about people, people hate when you don't assimilate. You got a lot of Lamar haters out there because he doesn't assimilate. He doesn't fit into that box that you want to put a quarterback in, and he's not going to. He doesn't care to fit in that box. And that's why a lot of people out there push against him. Now, John Harbaugh wasn't happy about his defense on Saturday night, and this is what he had to say.
I mean, it was just technique. It was technique in the back end, corner position, you know, and it wasn't anything. It wasn't really across the board. It wasn't any kind of miscommunications or anything like that. We played things right. We just didn't play them. We didn't play the pass game well from a coverage standpoint in the back end. It was really the outside lane throws that you saw made. They were just too easy. You know, we didn't cover them well. And then quarterback getting out of the pocket, you know. We got him a few times, but he got out a few times. You know, he's elusive, but a couple of those were more our fault. You know, just our rush lanes weren't as good as they needed to be. And sometimes it was getting him down, too. He got out of our grasp once or twice. So those are the two things that were very much pinpointed to the problem in terms of the yards that were given up. We had one seam route. The first touchdown was a seam route against cover two that we didn't play that right and or well in it. Honestly, too, you know, it wasn't a great call against that route. So I'd say those are the three things.
Well, it's a lot there. Mm. Wasn't a great call against that route. But one thing, I agree with everything else he said except one thing, Jeremy. And okay. I think the one thing that he said kind of protects the staff a little bit. There was some communication issues. He said there wasn't. You saw them going at one another a lot, communicating whether pointing you should have been there. That's communication issue, am I right?
Yeah. Yeah, there's no question. If you can't, I mean, we've talked about it. One of the biggest things in sports, who's wearing the dot on defense? Who's, you know, is the center going to communicate? You got to talk about different coverages and things like that. It works the same way with coaches and filtering things in and being involved. And I think that's a big part of when we go back to the New England game and some of the other games, you get away from the run game and fans are like, are you not involved in any of this?
Right.
It's interesting to hear him talk about where they blew that coverage, or I don't want to say blew the coverage, just had the wrong play.
Yeah, I just I thought there was some communication. I think there have been communication issues all year, and I'll say it again. If you say out loud that there's communication issues, I think you bring yourself into question. I think you bring the coaching staff into question, because why are we going to week 18? Well, in week 17 at the time, and we still don't know where we're going to be. One of the things I hate as a coach more is my players not knowing who they're defending.
Yeah,
or my players not knowing what defense we're in. That to me, I take that personal as an indictment on me. Wait a minute, how do you not know? Now, yeah, sometimes you go in the game, you should ask who you're guarding and things like that, but those are bad optics. That looks like they're undercoached.
Yeah, there's a lot of times I don't think we're privy to. Like, we'll try to point out, it's like, oh my God, who safety missed that play. What if he wasn't supposed to be on it? Or where was the defensive back on that play? And he thought he had coverage over the top, but we're blaming the cornerback for it. I feel like we have this happen more times than not, where fans think they're privy to something and coaches are sitting here going, no, this is what we're doing and this is what's supposed to happen.
Right.
But it's the same thing. Did the receiver run the wrong route? And the quarterback threw an interception. Yeah. So who do you blame for it? We don't know if he ran the wrong route.
Well, you don't have to. Yeah, you won't know if he ran the wrong route if he plays for the Steelers. Because Aaron Rodgers.
You just took my punch.
Will tell the world.
Yes. I said, the only time we know that something went wrong. Janu, what the hell are you doing? Did you see him in the last game? He didn't know to play and went in motion. Aaron Rodgers turns around and is like, man, if you don't move your ass back over there, what the hell are you doing?
He's become a grumpy old man. Let's just call it what it is. Zach Eflin resigns with the Birds. What role will he have with the Orioles? We'll talk about that at 7 o'clock. But on the other side, we're giving out shovels, Jeremy Kahn.
Yeah, my shovel. So there was a story in Bel Air about a house fire. Family lost their dogs.
Oh,
I'm going to talk about it and give all the information. I'm giving my shovel to what some people did afterwards to try to take advantage of it. It's unbelievable how
Puss.
It's just human garbage.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS. BBMS 1057 The Fan. Shovels next.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Zach Eflin back with the birds. We'll talk about that at 7 o'clock, but right now, Jeremy Kahn, who gets your shovel?
Yeah, my shovel goes to some people trying to take advantage of the family that lost their house in a fire.
I can't believe this, but I can believe it.
Yeah, I just saw one of the posts here from Shelby Smith. I hope she didn't mind me reading this, but I'm going to share all their information. With all the good in the world, there can unfortunately be evil as well. We want to make sure our community is aware of the fake Venmo accounts that have been created using my mom's name and our house fire as the profile photo. These are not her accounts. They're trying to get somebody to send money to the wrong account. Oh, it's just, it's unbelievable. They steal your pictures, everything else. We have so many horrific people. I do want to say this for the Axelson family. If you guys want to check it out, I just reshared on Facebook all of their pages. They have a meal train. There's a GoFundMe. They're looking for certain things, clothing and different things like that.
Right.
They were looking for their two dogs. I'm not sure if they found them yet. I hope they do. They have one dog that survived, and then they're trying to find the other two. But could you imagine right around Christmas coming home and everything
Christmas
being
Eve.
Gone? Yeah, just gone.
It was up in Bel Air, right?
Yes. And then, by the way, Looney's in Bel Air is donating 20% of all sales back to the family today and tomorrow.
Today and tomorrow?
Or I'm sorry, it was yesterday and today. So okay. Today's the last day to do it. But again, like, if you
Billy
can help.
Billy doing the right thing up there.
Yeah, if you can help, help. If not, maybe just sharing this stuff if you're able to do that. But head over to Facebook and check it out. If you can help out with information with the dogs or anything else, because I know they'd appreciate it, but I think the meal train's a great idea for somebody that just lost so much.
I'm going to go up there and grab dinner at Looney's today. Make sure it goes to them. Maybe they
pick up something for me, too, and take it home and
maybe
eat
maybe they even have something to put some money in. I'll do that. You know what's funny? So I went in my suit jacket pocket the day looking for my pass, and I found $60 in there.
Doesn't that always feel great?
Yeah, I'll give it to them.
Okay.
If they have,
because you didn't know you had it.
I didn't know I had it. Get hey, dinner, get them $60.
Give it to me, and I'll give them the $40.
Yo, you know what?
I'll give them the $40.
You know.
Right, trust me, I ain't as scummy as these damn people, man.
Not.
Come on.
I know, yeah. My shovel goes to the people who think freedom of speech is only for them. So someone gave me their opinion, Jeremy, and I listened to the whole thing. This was face-to-face. So when I was done, when they were done, I gave them my opinion about their opinion. And his response was, well, it's just my opinion. It's my freedom of speech. Well, wait a minute, dude. So once you have your exercise, your freedom of speech, I can't exercise mine. It's just once you talk, no one is supposed to come back with a rebuttal to what you're saying.
Don't you love that?
No one. Now, when he said what he had to say, Jeremy, all I did was respond. He clutched his pearls and said he didn't think I was so sensitive. Well, wait a minute. You're the one being, I'm just giving you a rebuttal to what you said. That's it.
Yeah, somebody's definitely
and by
being
the way,
sensitive.
He wasn't talking about me. So before you paint that picture, he wasn't talking about me, about someone that I know. And I'm like, no, that's not right. In fact, and I went back and I said, well, you know, you kind of displayed that kind of personality. You want to be honest with you? Well, I was just giving my opinion, dude. I mean, it's my freedom of speech. Okay. Now, this is my opinion and this is me exercising my freedom of speech. I think people nowadays think they can say whatever they want and you're not supposed to say anything back. That blows my mind.
That's the that one and then the one where people go, that's the way I was raised. Because I've literally said to people, Yeah, but I was raised the same way, and I know it was wrong. So, like, when you look at things in life.
I was raised on the other side of the track thinking the same thing, too. I'm telling you, dude. When I was in my... rest of the time, I couldn't work here.
Yeah.
I'll just be honest with you. I couldn't have worked here. You kidding me? Shoot.
I mean, I don't know. Like, everybody grows up differently, and you see different things, and I've always been the opinion of being a free thinker and figuring things out on my own.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's my freedom of speech. Okay, now I'm talking. Am I not free to talk? Did that freedom end? You're the only one with it? That just blows my mind.
That's my opinion. Yeah, and this one's mine. Yeah, but you can't say that to me because this is my... Okay. Go ahead.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fest. I'll tell you, social media is the devil. I believe it. It's the absolute devil. Because it's reshaped people's way of thinking.
I don't know once I'm done this work if I'll ever go back to it.
No, I'll have a Twitter account because you do find out a lot of news on Twitter. You find out a lot of information on Twitter.
Problem is now a lot of it's fake though too.
No. I'm not talking about that kind of news. Like I love sports.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'll find out somebody got signed. There's a trade rumor, things like that, that kind of news. I'm not talking about CNN, Fox type of news.
Well, I'm just saying even the sports stuff. Hey, guess who got traded? And then you read it, and all of a sudden the guy's got a blue check mark, and you go and check, goes, oh, he's got 600 followers. That's not someone.
Yeah. So, I mean, I won't do Facebook and all that, Instagram, none of that. I just Twitter. I'll just stick with Twitter when I'm out of this business. But you're stuck with me because I just signed a new deal, bitches.
Oh.
410-583-1057, that's the number.
It's a weird flex.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan on this Taco Tuesday. What's wrong with you?
No.
I won't have tacos tonight. I know that I won't because I'm going to Looney's.
There you go. You can have tacos at Looney's.
No.
That's probably not what, well.
That's not what I want at Looney's.
Yeah, I know. There's plenty of other things.
Yeah, you eat tacos at a taco place. You eat. Not tacos at Looney's. You know what I like at Looney's? Other than the wings, have you ever had the Greek salad with grilled chicken? With not grilled chicken.
Shrimp?
No, it's chicken. It's the jerk chicken.
No.
Greek salad with the jerk chicken. It is really good. That's my favorite thing there.
I always liked when they had specials. But, you know, when I was living in Perry Hall, we were there for every Tuesday night for trivia.
Really?
Yeah.
Do they still do trivia on Tuesday? Yeah.
I don't know if they do it there because I haven't been there in 5 years as far as when we moved to Glen Burnie.
That was 5 years ago? Right at the pandemic. You're
well,
right.
4 years ago, technically. It was January 1st of 2001 we moved in.
So it was 5 years.
What is it? What year is it?
It's in less than a week, it'll be 2026.
Yeah, I was right. At one of those guesses.
You're a couple of days from 2026, man.
Waking up out of a coma.
You're 2 days from 2026.
Speaking of that, we need to figure out what song we have.
Oh, yeah.
Year.
You and I talked about a couple.
One. What was the one I gave you?
About a week, because we won't have it until Tuesday, because we have Monday morning quarterback. So
it was a rapper. It was a,
yes.
I had a couple, too, that we could talk
about. Just scroll down in the text.
Yeah.
Because everything we did, we kept texting pictures of the songs.
And then we'll see it.
Yeah.
I think the artist will come to me in a second.
Wasn't Mos Def?
No. Because I was the one that was saying we should be playing some Mos Def. We had that intro that's just great from him.
Check one between you, me, and Joe. I think we included Joe on that text.
What was the... It's going to come to me in a second.
I forgot all about that.
It might be like a million seconds, but it'll come to me at some point.
It wasn't a milli either. We ain't doing that. Kim McCusick joins us in the studio at 8 o'clock, but on the other side, the Orioles re-signed Zach Eflin. But what kind of role will the righty have with the Birds? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.